This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, you know, for a long time, car theft rings were a big deal, especially in Hollywood. You had Gone in 60 Seconds. I think most of the Fast and the Furious series had to do with stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But now there's something that's even hotter than stealing cars.
Bicycles.
No, those have been around a long time.
You were in the bicycle ring.
I was in high school.
Copper.
Copper.
Oh, yeah.
Not copper.
Well, is the one that you can steal when they steal mufflers and stuff?
No, it's catalytic converters, and that's platinum.
Platinum, okay, gotcha.
I like copper.
Wait, does that mean catalytic converters are not?
That would mean it's not on the list.
What? Okay. I need a minute to come up with another
answer. When you hear what it is, you're going to really kick yourself.
Okay.
Golf cart ring.
You know what? I was going to say golf balls, because you know how many times I've taken a ball I thought was mine and somebody behind me going, oh gosh, that's his ball.
Yeah, there's a lot of money in golf balls.
He'll never find it, but he lost that game.
And then I know you look back at the guy and he's searching for his ball right where you just hit.
Yeah, like, I might have taken his ball.
Yeah.
Well, police in Canada have broken up a crime ring targeting golf carts. They said that more than a dozen golf courses were hit, 18 golf carts valued at $200,000 total.
Based on experience, it's not a good idea to borrow a golf cart from a golf course.
Well, that was a torture Tuesday, and at the time we thought it was a fun idea for everybody.
It sounded fun on paper.
We returned it.
Yeah.
Yeah, once they dug it out of the bottom of the... Oh, that, no. You're thinking of a different one. Well, yeah. He ran one into a pond, too. I've got video of that.
Yes, and then we borrowed one.
Yeah,
from
after I got out of jail, I think I returned it.
Yes, the police were involved in that one.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the story. Golf carts are such a big deal now for homeowners.
Yeah.
It's like it's the in accessory to have.
Okay, but the difference between what they stole was those golf carts on the golf course. They're not as fancy as the ones you see
in
the neighborhood.
That's where you're so wrong. If you've ever watched any of the movies where they steal cars, they take them into the shop, they strip them down and put all that stuff on them so they look totally different and they're cool for the homeowner, and now they can sell the golf cart and all they've got in it is the price of the accessories.
Yeah, get yourself some 20-inch rims on your golf cart.
Exactly.
That's why you do it. But you know what? As far as the golf cart from the golf course, it looks like it's got just hubcaps on it. Or it's like, you know, you got the spare tire on some of those golf carts.
Well, you can change all that
stuff. Well, of course I know that.
I mean, that's what they do. They take them, they strip them down just like the cars used to do, and they would paint stuff, put new decals on it, put new headlights and wheels, and then sell it online for a huge profit.
Now, how are they stealing them? Because don't they usually leave them locked?
Flatbed truck. They would pull up to the golf course, no one there. They would take lock cutters and unstrap them, load them up on the truck. You want to know how they got caught?
How?
The golf courses got smart and put GPS trackers on the golf carts.
Oh.
And so the police showed up, and there they are with a flatbed truck full of stolen golf carts. That's how they got arrested.
So that's smart, but now the criminals know that they're going to put trackers. They're going to look for the trackers before they steal the golf carts now. But that was brilliant. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's kind of how the whole world is they're getting trackers on stuff. A lot of them were so small, you wouldn't be able to do anything about it.
I kind of wish they would have just tried to do a getaway car in the golf cart.
Well, for the movie, that's what they're going to do.
High-speed chase ever.
Yeah.
For the movie, they're going to even have them stop and charge up for a second.
See, I'd have made a tee time, got on my golf cart, and just rode through the course and out into the street.
Yeah. They'd be like, who rented this? Oh, Cato Keller.
Yeah, I had a 1 o'clock tee off. I went back by 5.
Yeah. And now you got a 5 to 10 in the penitentiary.
Well, they say it's the big thing is golf carts are such hot demand, people are stealing them. So you want to take care, if you've got one, make sure it doesn't get stolen, too.
Yeah.
I remember one of the weirdest things I ever saw people steal was a movie called At Close Range with Sean Penn in it. Yeah. And they were stealing those combines, those harvesters from, in like Tennessee, those things are $120,000, $200,000. So they would steal those in the middle of the night right out of the field.
But they're huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How in the world? You're like, well, look over there. Don't look over here.
No farmers. They're so far away from the house. The farmers leave the key in it or whatever, or they like hot wire it. And they just take off down the road, big combine.
And I'm the one pulling up behind them going, man, I'm behind a tractor. Am I going to be able to get past him?
Now, that would be a slow speed chase. The cop's behind him with the lights on. They're going 25 miles an hour.
No, the cop just walks up next to him. Excuse me, can you stop this, please?
Nothing runs like a deer.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, Tom was telling us the other day, it's hard to just say no sometimes to people. And I've got ways to say no without saying no. Because no sounds...
Nada. Zero.
No, a lot of times...
Oh, just no.
You want to say no, but it sounds just too rude to say no directly to them. But it's okay to say no if you have enough courage to say that.
You want to let them down easy.
Yeah. So here's a few things, especially at work. A lot of times, you know, you'll get extra work if you don't say no. And here's a few things or ways to say no without saying no. My schedule is packed right now, but you know what? I can let you know if I have an opening any sometime here in the future.
See, you can't say that to a friend. You could say that at work, maybe. But if your friend's like, hey, can you help me move this weekend? My schedule is packed right now, but if there's an opening, I'll let you know.
Well, I said this one's more work-related.
Okay, I didn't hear you say that.
Here's another one. That's not typically something I handle.
Oh, they don't like you saying that.
Why don't you check with Jane Smith? Do you know Jane Smith? I'd be glad to introduce you to Jane.
So it's not your job is what you're telling
me. It's not my job.
Uh-huh. But that's a great one, don't you think?
No.
And then you pass it off to Jane. It's kind of like when, you know, Cato's passing me off at parties and don't want to talk to somebody, and he's been stuck in a conversation. He's like, have you met Hawk? Come over here, Hawk. Let me introduce you.
Don't walk near me when I'm talking to somebody, because I will grab you and bring you in.
All right. Ways to say no without saying no. I think that's a great idea, but have you thought about doing
something else?
Okay. Maybe doing this instead. And that way you don't have to say no.
So like, hey, can you help me move? That's a great idea, but have you thought about staying there instead?
Have you thought about two men in a truck?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
All right. Before I can say yes, I need you to, and you put the homework back on them. They have to do the homework then, and most likely they're going, I don't want to do that.
Give me a raise. I would love to, but first I need you to give me a raise.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, I need you to actually work to get a raise.
I need you to tell me what's in it for me.
Yeah. They also say, can you tell me more? That's a way to do that, because a lot of people give up is that. You're giving them more.
Right.
Yeah. And then my instincts tell me I'm not suitable for this. But maybe Tom could do it. He loves doing stuff like that. That's a way to say no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Basically, you're saying you suck.
You should do that yourself. You'd be awesome at it. But you have to throw in, like, you'd be amazing at that. Because it gives them the compliment. And they are like, well, he's complimenting me. I guess maybe I am. Maybe I have enough encouragement now. I can go do this.
So, like, if Steve or Dave comes to you and they're like, hey, Hawk, I need you to do an appearance on the stage at the Downtown Alive. You're like, you know... That you would be great at that. You should do it yourself.
Well, I don't know if that's so much the boss that you're saying no to there. It might be another coworker trying to get you to do something.
Well, dang. Yeah. I should have known all these specific
things. Or maybe
things.
A chore at home.
So my dad is going through this at work. He is a guy who every single day comes up to him and has, how do you do this? Can you help me through this? And he's like, you've been here longer than me. How do you not know it? And so I finally told him, I was like, just act busy. Yeah. Every time he comes into the room, you are so busy with whatever you're doing that you can't help.
Right.
So that's mine. I'm just so swamped.
Okay.
That's what you've been doing to us, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah, we got on. We learned something there.
I am busy.
You're so kind to think of me, but I can't. I think that's kind of basically saying no.
Yeah.
And they know you're saying no. And this is one that I think Tori used this morning on Tom. Sort of, because this is, and it's quite comical. I'll give you a little inside scoop about what happened earlier while the songs were playing. But a way to say no without saying no is, it's not my priority, or it's not a priority for me at this time.
Okay.
So, yeah.
For the record.
Wait.
He was explaining the difference between, what was it?
Blue Horizon and SpaceX.
One of which I'd never even heard of.
Let me explain first, though, that Tom was telling this story.
To no one that's listening.
Okay, yes.
I heard it.
He looks over and Tori's like,
Tori was typing on her phone.
Yes. And she said, honestly, I'm just not interested in what you have to say.
Well, don't say that.
He said, I feel like I'm disturbing you right now or something, yeah. Interrupting you.
Hulk always makes it sound so much worse.
It came out that way.
Yeah, she actually said, I don't like you, Tom, and I don't like talking about this, so don't speak to me.
Thank
I didn't
you,
hear
Kato.
That part.
I mean, I heard it in her voice.
Yes. Oh. She goes, I'm just really not interested
in
that. I'm like, could you stop some? Because it's so funny. I'm like, just stopping them saying, nah. Or even, what if you just walked away from the person's like, I'm just not interested.
But he gets sensitive, which I get it because I do too.
No wonder they even called it out.
Yeah.
But the thing is like, that would be me telling you all about shoes or all about
you
this
talk
cute
to me
dress
about
I...
that crap all the time.
Okay, but that was just because you helped me shop for that one pair and you did a really good job. So then I needed help again.
Honestly, Tom does. He listens to the crap that we talk about. I'm like, he is a good listener. He's learned that from his relationship at home, I think.
The thing is, he's smarter than me. So when he was talking about all this, it was just like algebra all over again that I didn't even take.
Well,
just glossed out either. Of it. I can't focus on it.
Did you take your ADD medicine this morning?
No.
Okay.
Honestly, yeah. Once you said that I was smarter than you, I forgive you for everything.
See, that's how you get out of stuff.
There you go.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, this may be my last ever nerd news, so what? Sing it good, boys and girls.
What?
I'll explain why during the show here.
Nerd news with Tom.
Nerd news with Tom.
You're not going to like my story about why it's maybe the last nerd news.
Okay.
Health reasons.
I'm going to save it for the end here.
Oh, no.
First, we're going to start with some animals.
Okay.
There's a new AI out that can interpret a pig's oinks to tell if they're happy or not.
Huh.
Well, I'll know one time they're not happy.
When's that?
Before they become bacon.
Well, at some point, there's not a pleasant moment there.
Will the oink tell me if it's going to be peppered bacon, bacon or maple?
When the AI gets better, maybe so.
It's a happy one. And then you're like, that's a sad one.
That's the bacon one.
Fun at parties. Next up, they said cats can learn words faster than babies. But they can't say them.
Okay, they can't say them, and they don't listen to you either.
That's right.
When you're saying them.
But that helps them so they can know what not to do,
mm-hmm.
whatever you say.
Yeah.
All right, in Frankenstein news, scientists in China revived a pig's brain after it had been dead for nearly an hour.
Wow.
I don't know, but how do you even know if it's normal or the same? Since it's a pig, it can't tell you.
We're going to get taken over by zombie pigs. Zombie bacon. You can get that in the grocery store.
I'm worried about what they're going to do whenever they start trying this on people and stuff.
I need chimpanzees next. I need a jump start, to be honest with you right now.
Okay, Kato. We'll let your brain die for an hour and restart it.
Imagine that movie, though. The farmer's on the farm, and there's that zombie pig. And it starts to eat the other brains of the other farm animals.
Old MacDonald had a pig.
Not anymore.
Had a pig. Yep.
Now he's got a zombie.
Now this is going to really frustrate you if you eat any seafood. One out of every five seafood products is labeled incorrectly. That cod you're eating, may be whitefish or something else. Most of it, that mahi-mahi might be some other junk fish that they caught somewhere off of the shores of Vietnam.
How about that star-kissed?
Tuna?
Yeah, in the can. What is that? Get a straw and drink some of that tuna water.
Lucky thing is, salmon always looks the same. You can tell what it's a piece
it's
of
pink,
salmon.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, that's what I eat.
And then how come this could be the last nerd news?
Why?
It's distressing. A radio station replaced all of its on-air talent with AI for a week.
Hmm.
To see if people would connect with the virtual characters that were reporting the news.
Right.
And the bad news is no one seemed to notice.
Oh, no.
But that's news talk. That's different than us.
But
we mess up.
Well, I'm sure news people mess up sometimes, too.
Not like we do. Not with the same flair.
Oh, I get that.
So, but someone calls in to the show and they want to talk or whatever. Like, does the AI answer the phone and have a conversation with them, too?
Well, they can do that, yes. I mean, probably right now you still need a human to answer the phone and turn and let it talk to the AI.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming it will be a point where that could all be automated.
I would rather it sound like a robot.
Yeah.
This is the Beat 93.7 show. That would be more interesting than AI.
Really?
AI just sounds normal.
Well, but it could be really good at it. It could have really good comments, funny lines, no mistakes on the time.
Oh, Hawk.
It's not only the time. Yeah. Hey, can I add a bonus nerd news?
No.
Saw this online. It's dogs that drive cars. Did you see that video?
Uh-oh.
They train the dog to drive a car, and it shows the dog... First, putting it into gear, and it does not turn. I promise you,
it's not real.
It's a video.
Really?
Yes, they train, and they're all rescue dogs. Yes.
Wow.
The video was amazing. Now they can't turn the corner so well, but the
Who
dogs
can?
Were driving. Yeah.
It's called Milo and Otis Part 3.
Oh, as a movie. I was watching it with the kids. Never mind. All right, nerd news.
Nerd news.
Nerd news with Tom. Yeah.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, we all love to go to the South Carolina Comic Con. Comes here normally in April, I think. Is that
correct? Yep, April's right.
So April, it's always a blast. We go out, we have fun, we dress up and do all the shopping there and meet some of our favorite celebrities. Well, it's the perfect time now for Comic Con Junior, which is just a scaled down version of the big Comic Con. It's like the
It's the fall edition.
A fall edition, okay.
The awkward stepbrother.
But Rob from Borland Comics is here to hang out with us for a little while and tell us about the Junior Con's going on this weekend, this Sunday. And you can go, tickets still available, correct? And where do you go to get those tickets?
Tickets are still available. They can go to sccomiccon.com. Mm-hmm. We are selling tickets at Borderlands Comics and Games, 410 South Pleasantburg. But they can buy them at the door as well.
Now, what I do love about this, it's perfect timing, I say, because I love seeing all the costumes and everybody dressing up. You've already bought your Halloween costume. Why not go ahead and take it to the Junior Con this weekend? What's the most unusual, now I've seen some elaborate costumes out there, like the Mandalorians and the Star Wars costumes and stuff. What's the most unusual one you've seen?
Well, it wasn't the fanciest costume I've ever seen, but you remember in Karate Kid when the kid dresses as a shower?
Oh my gosh, yes.
And I was terrified of what I was going to see when the curtain
opened. Cobra Kai right there.
Oh my goodness. So the celebrities coming in this year, I was surprised by one because Julia Roberts' brother.
Eric Roberts will be there.
Yeah, okay.
Gus the Best and Dark Knight, among other things. Mm-hmm. Doctor Who. People forget he was actually in Doctor Who.
Yeah, so that's kind of fun. Now, I know you've met a lot of celebrities. Have you talked to him yet?
I have not talked to him yet. My wife has. She's been handling all the travel and all that kind of stuff.
So that's pretty cool.
Who else will be there?
We're going to have Kane from the WWE. Big old guy. He's great. Kane's super cool. We're going to have Lex Luger. We're going to have Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Joe Gaudet from Five Nights at Freddy's.
A lot of people like
Five Nights at Freddy's. Uh-huh. And I'm a big Stargate nerd, so we're going to have Corin Nemec from Stargate.
Oh, you just did that for yourself.
I did. No question.
Well, and for the big Comic-Con this past year, you had William Shatner. Now, that was like a legend.
That's pretty
huge. Star Trek. Yeah.
Pretty huge. And John Rhys Davies came this year, too, from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. So was William Shatner, was he a nice guy?
He was William Shatner.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. I met William Shatner. And William Shatner does not hide who he is. He's exactly what you think you're going to get.
Well, and then you imagine, like, he's like 93 now, and he's got to be crotchety, even worse than he was as a younger celebrity.
He's crotchety when he's young. Right?
I'm sorry?
He was crotchety when he was young, too.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I know some younger people that are crotchety.
Yeah.
I'm not going to look over at Tom.
I think that's just his character. If you didn't know that, then you were in for a surprise.
Yeah. For sure. So I know I love seeing all the people like dressed up like superheroes, and that's always a lot of fun for me. And even my kids, they're ready to go. They've got some dinosaur costumes. They're going to break out this weekend, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And real quick for the kids, I know that's mostly a lot of adults, but the kids, some of them get in free, right?
Actually, 12 and under is free, and we're doing free trick or treating.
Oh, okay, that'll
we'll
be fun
that as well.
Well,
I might come for that.
Here's a little twist for you, and I think you'll find this interesting. If you like Superman, you're probably more likely to get a computer virus. They did some research on people that get computer viruses and the passwords that they use. These are the top superhero passwords that get a virus. Because a lot of times, you know, you're just trying to come up with a password because they won't let you in. You forgot yours, like you got to make them new, and like, oh, well. Yeah, there's Superman over there. I just read a Superman comic. And Superman was the number one password that gets people a virus. So,
wow. Yeah. Now, what gives you the virus?
I think it just means people guess it.
They guess
no,
Superman.
I mean, but how do you get your viruses on your computer? What's your password?
I just go to websites. Not the bad, you know, nudie ones. I'm talking about just accidental ones. So Captain America was like number 9. You got Green Lantern. Black Widow was a password that gets hacked
a lot.
That's
an interesting one.
Batman was like number 5 or so. Spider-Man, Wolverine, then Aquaman.
I'm not doing that. You got to put a Q in your password.
Yeah. Hey, quick question with Aquaman. I mean, he spends all that time in the water. Why is it when he comes out of the water, it looks like he needs a shower? You ever thought about that? You see the Aquaman movies?
No.
It's like, he needs a shower.
He's got some hair.
Seaweed.
And his fingers don't look all pruned up.
Yeah.
I mean, how does he?
Ain't that something?
I can lay in the bathtub 5 minutes and I'm pruned up.
But Wonder Woman number 2. So a lot of people using that password.
That's mine.
So anyway, I just thought that was kind of interesting. A lot of times you're thinking about, you know, these characters and you think, well, and I will say that the top ones were DC, not to cause any problems with your DC and Marvel folks.
Here we go. There's the war.
I know.
Just shows you DC people are idiots. If you're using that as your password, that's kind of dumb, right?
Crotchety. Listen, told you. He's not the cool geek, okay?
Excuse me, but Marvel people are apparently smart enough not to put their superhero favorites on as their password.
He's the Harry Potter guy. Just saying. You know what? When it does come to like DC and Marvel, is it about 50-50 as far as, because some people love Batman, Superman, DC, and a lot of people like the X-Men?
Sales in the store probably are 60-40. 40 Marvel.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, so a little bit of an edge for Marvel.
You got Spider-Man and Hulk there.
Yeah.
Well, why is everyone so rude? Because I don't know what superheroes are DC or which ones are Marvel. And when I'm talking to somebody, I'll say, yeah, I'm not into Marvel as much as you. That's DC. And I'm like, yeah. I don't know the difference. Why do y'all call me out when I don't know? I mean, I'm going to say Aquaman might be DC. I don't know. Is he Marvel?
He's DC.
Okay, so yeah. Superman is DC?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
I think most people don't even care. You just want a good story, whether it's a movie or a video game or a comic. But then the companies with branding, they kind of create that tribalism, for lack of a better term. Yeah, we want you to only buy our products.
But we're going to be one at the SC Comic Con Junior this weekend. We all going to be. You want to see Superman hugging the Hulk, right?
I don't know about hanging out with Goku, right? We'll do a little Dragon Ball too.
So I know you got a lot of vendors coming in, and we're going to have some food there as well.
Yeah, vendors coming in. The convention center has concessions set up like they always do. They do a great job with that.
And
it's going to be a lot of fun.
A lot of Star Wars dressing up. And
501st will be there. They're always there. The 501st will be set up, so you can see all your favorite Star Wars characters, get pictures with them.
And again, Sunday, what time?
Sunday, 11 to 6.
11 to 6.
Greenville Convention Center.
All right.
Yeah.
That's the Palmetto Expo Center for those of you who remember.
Textile Hall, if you're an old timer. Wow, that's going way back.
Well, Rob from Borderland Comics hanging out with us again. Give us that website where they can buy the tickets.
SCComicCon.com or our Borderlands, 410 South Pleasantburg, or in person. They can just buy them, walk up and get them in the day.
Always fun to hang out with you, buddy. And we'll see you this weekend. I'm going to bring a whole bunch of people.
See you Sunday.
Yeah.
What you going to dress up like?
Wonder Woman.
Just don't make it your password.
No.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.